Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Here on this Tuesday, we're live at the Putting Zone in Nashville off Sitco Drive. And excited to be here today. Like we said, we were here a few weeks ago and got to play through and learn how all this works. And we're going to talk more about that, right, Joe?
Yes, we are excited
about this. We got the big man with us.
Yeah, we got Bill Ricigliano, the owner of the Putting Zone. Bill, thanks for having us out, man. This is so cool.
Yeah, it's our pleasure that you guys came here and doing this. It's great fun. Great fun.
So how did this, because I asked you before we went on the air, you know, how many of these are there? And you said one, this one. How did this concept come about?
I've been a flooring contractor for 52 years. And I love playing golf. And my experience in flooring has always been in design and over-the-top type of stuff. And I always wondered if I could build a golf course out of carpet. And came to a couple of different designs and stuff back in the early 1990s. And came up with the concept of the zone concept and patented it back in 1993.
Oh, wow.
The stuff that you see today at Pop Stroke, where they have the white turf is simulated bunkers and blue simulates water, that was my patent back in 1993. I patented the first environmentally simulated golf course back in 1993. Didn't have the wherewithal to fund it back then. Almost had it built in 2007. Had purchased some property. We were going to put up a building. And then 2008 hit, and we got decimated.
Yeah.
And it got put on the back burner. I never envisioned at any point in time ever coming to Nashville. But Nashville found me through a series of different events, through a friend of mine who was going to be doing something in this building. He lured me here to say, I called him out of the blue. I hadn't talked to him in 5 or 6 years. I heard he bought a mall in Kentucky. I go, oh, I now know a mall owner. I wonder if he's got space to build the putting zone. He knew all about it because it's been going on for so long.
Right.
He said, no, I can't put you in there. I have the space, but somebody has a little miniature golf course. So he had exclusivity. He said, but I got something better. I'm doing something up in Nashville. I said, cool. He said, build. There's a whole half of a building that's not being taken. So I flew up to Nashville in April of 2024. Looked at this place, looked like how it was going to work, was great, and took it from there. And we signed a lease on the property in December of 2024.
So when you said you had some designs and everything, when you were building this place, like how much of it was, okay, we're going to take what's on a piece of paper, we're going to make it what it is now, and did you have to tweak some things? Did you bring people
in? Being in the flooring industry, was going to build the golf course myself.
Oh, wow.
That's what was going to happen. And then years ago, we had brought in Ron Garl and Ricky Nix, Garl Nix Golf Course Design, who are internationally known designers. They've built over 250 courses worldwide. We became friends 25 years ago. We went back to Ron and said, hey, Ron, I've got the concept, the putting zone. He had done drawings for us back then. And he comes back, and I said, Ron, we want you to be involved in this project. So he then, we gave him the job to design the course. He had to stick within the parameters of the patent with the zone concept and stuff like that. But they created the topography, the layouts and stuff like that. And then they brought in, through their recommendation, a company called Turfex, Matt Thompson, who actually installed the course because they worked together. Another component with them was all these murals that you see around, and all these photographs are done by a guy by the name of John Johnson from J2 Golf Marketing. John Johnson is the go-to guy for the PGA Tour. He's had many covers of Golf Digest magazine that he's photographed. He's probably photographed every golf course in the world. He came in, and he plays a big part in here, too. So great team of all these professionals that got us to where we are today.
I love the website. Bill Ricigliano, the owner's with us. ThePuttingZone.com for more information. I had no idea there's a thing as competitive indoor putting. No idea. March 21st, ESPN is coming here, and you guys are doing what that day?
We are creating probably one of the largest professional putting tournaments, money-wise. We're going to have a $25,000 prize fund for this tournament. We've got commitments already from some of the top professional putters in the country, and we probably will get some international guys to come in here too because the prize fund's that big. So it's going to be a two-round tournament as of now, $25,000 worth of prize fund out there. We're getting great partners. We're starting to put a list together of sponsors to raise money and stuff. There's a twofold situation. Number one, there'll be prize money for the players, but the Putting Zone has three components to it. One is golf. The second component is a museum. We have one of the largest and most historic antique putter collections in the world on display here.
Nice.
The third component, which is dear to my heart, is charity.
Yeah.
So we've identified six local charities in the Nashville area. And when you walk in our door, the first question we ask you is, who would you like to play for today? You get to pick one of those charities of your choice. And there's a variety of different things that go on with homelessness and foster kids and food. And we donate $1 per round to that charity who you get to choose. We anticipate first year here having playing over 100,000 rounds of golf the first year. So that's $100,000 is going to go back into the Nashville community. This tournament itself will raise a lot of money for those charities and also for other charities involved. I'm a 35-year member of Kiwanis International.
Nice.
And that's in my heart. So my business model is you don't wait till the end of the year to see if you made any money. You have to be aware of the needs out there every day. So by doing that every day and somebody come in, we take care of those people in need every day and make everybody aware of it. And when they walk in the door, the feedback that we are getting because of that program is just off the charts. People are just loving it. And for us too, it's great support for the whole community out here.
I love fully immersed in the community, which is beautiful. And let's say this again. This is not mini golf. There's no clown here except Chase and myself. There's no windmill. This is a fully 18-hole, 72-par indoor putting facility. And, I mean, I'm not describing it well enough on the radio. You need to come see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely come down and see it. It is the world's first 18-hole par 72 course. Nobody's ever built a par 72 course. By creating the zone concept in here and dog legs, you can bring it up to par 72. So nobody's ever done that before. So we are creating this whole new recreational sport. I personally think it's the next pickleball. You know, we have that differentiating system in here that makes it highly competitive. When you start bringing in, we had the 16th ranked putter, professional putter in the United States here, probably a couple months ago. Par 72 course, he shot 76. You know, no one has ever show you how competitive it is.
Oh, that's great.
There are 36 zones on the course, 36 dog legs. No one has ever hit more than three zones in an 18-hole round.
Oh, you just challenged
so
a lot of golfers.
So it's very, very tough. But, yes, you can come in. But this is an open tournament. So anyone can come in and play. It's going to be a $275 entrance fee. But first place, we think it's going to be about $10,000. So come in and join the fun. It's going to be live music, food. You're going to get a Cobra Puma shirt with our logo on it if you join the event. So we have great partners here with Bettinardi Putting. And we got putters and we got Cobra Puma. We've got Vice. We just signed up Vice as our official
get
golf
it,
ball
Bill?
Of nice. The Putting Zone. So
and the phone's already ringing off the hook.
Off the hook, right?
Before the event, and I've been told, so for guys like Chase and myself who want to be great but we're not, you now have a happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 8, $35, 18 holes, two beers included with that.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's your happy hour. That's great.
Yep, happy hour. Come in and play. I think you'll find it competitive. You'll find a lot of fun, you know, and it's not just for the putters. We're structured almost like a bowling establishment. In the mornings, we're actually going to be starting open at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Catch with a tournament that the ladies and guys that want to play before they go to work and catching the guys coming off a graveyard shift right in this area. There are a lot of companies that go 24/7. So we get those guys coming off the late shift. Mid-mornings would be the single moms or dads are dropping their kids off of school. They want to do some socialization. Late morning into early afternoon, senior citizens, we give them a lunch package. We already had an assisted living facility bring a busload of ladies here. They had the best time.
Awesome.
They're hooting and hollering. We had such a great time with them. Afternoons will be intramural leagues with schools. We've identified 71 high schools within a 50-mile radius of the putting zone, and we're already getting feedback from golf coaches because in the Nashville area, their golf season ends in November, doesn't start up again until April. They're talking about creating a whole new winter season that they've never been able to do before.
Yeah.
We've also got interest from the middle schools. There seems to be a lot of middle school kids. And then at nighttime is a fun time when the tournaments and the leagues can play and take care of it. That's our big prime time.
ThePuttingZone.com, you have memberships available.
Membership, all
that
all
that information is there, and you can also book a tee time.
Absolutely.
So that you made it easy for everybody.
There it is. It's we consider this a community golf club. You know, it's tough all around the country. More and more golf clubs are becoming private, which lock a lot of people out. You know, my whole concept in the beginning was to create a blue-collar environment for guys who, because the two things that happen is, number one, they don't have the time, and they don't have the money to spend on playing golf. So by doing it indoors, we're climate control, you can play at night after work. And then on the weekends, when the golf courses are totally full, that's when you're there with your families and stuff. Bring your families in. And then on the weekends for Saturdays and Sundays for us is family time. You know, there's going to be competitions against the Smiths versus the Joneses.
Yeah.
You know, the families. We're going to have over and under leagues where you got to be under 16 and you got to be over 50. So grandpa and grandson or grandma and grandson, whatever it is, we really want to encompass it all for the families to come in and play together.
Yeah.
And by putting this all together, I think we're creating something really special.
I love it. We were here the night we came out and tested out. There's a gentleman that drove from Mobile, competitive putter, and he was taking pictures of the course.
Yeah.
And I talked to him. He's like, yeah. He goes, we all know about this place. We're I'm like, God, from Mobile. He drove, and he was driving back.
We had a guy.
We had a
NC plus three family. They came from North Carolina. Came here. They were here all day. They played the course. They filmed the course. They've got a great a show, a podcast, or something out there. Now we're getting a tremendous amount of feedback, and it's only going to get stronger and stronger as we move along.
You recommend tee times, right? I mean, on the weekends.
That's the beauty of the putting zone. Right now, we're able to take a lot of walk-ins.
Yep.
Once we start getting busy, the way we set this up is two-hour time slots. So we can get 72 people on the course at one time.
Wow.
Shotgun start. So your tee time would be 2 o'clock. If it's booked, next time tee time is 4 o'clock. Next tee time after that is 6 o'clock. So we can get 72 people on the course at one time. It's
love
just,
it.
And it's about an hour and a half to play around. We give it a two-hour time slot. Come in, have some drinks, have some food, and special events, corporate events. We're booking up parties like crazy, you know, so the corporate world loves this place.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And we got a stage. We set up a stage for live music. We're in Nashville. So, you know, we got a stage for live music, so we're going to be rocking it. We even got something set up for Reggae Saturdays for the next 4 months. The last Saturdays last Saturday of the month for the next 4 months, and it'll probably go further than that. But
hey, Bill,
it'll be Reggae Night at the Putting Zone.
I see a little open mic comedy night over there.
Absolutely,
right.
I love this place to be a really place for up and coming artists to come in and really check it out, play in front of a crowd, you know, and just test your stuff out there.
I love
it. Do whatever
Bill.
You need to do.
Good job, buddy.
Bill, thanks so much. This is
thank
awesome.
Thank you guys for having us. We really are honored to have you guys here, and we appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Bill from the Putting Zone again. Go to theputtingzone.com is where you can find out more information. We're here all day today, or our show, I should say, until 3 o'clock. More coming from the Putting Zone. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.